We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. Logan Magnolia in the playoffs and a big challenge coming in front of them as they battle ACGC. The game played in Guthrie Center. Matt Strait, head coach for the Panthers, joins me now. And Coach, how do you feel about your football team coming off the win over Akron Westfield and going into this first round matchup?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. We've been playing really good football, even though we lost the two previous games. They were both close games to both really good opponents. And so we've been playing well, and we've played a pretty solid team in Akron, and a really physical team, and we managed that okay and made enough plays to win. You know, then whenever you're four seed and you're playing a one, obviously there's some obstacles that are going to be presented to you. And we certainly have some challenges ahead of us, but we need to have a good week of practice and see what we can do.
Well, Ashton Pazula came back at quarterback for you back from injury. You know, 10 of 14, very efficient passing, but not much yardage, 97 yards. How did you, and you only rushed one attempt, so and for no yards, so you were trying to try and keep him healthy. How did you feel about Ashton in his return game?
Yeah, it's rarely can you take sit out for, you know, several weeks since week two. He's been out and hasn't done a lot. Although that being said, you know, Ashton was really engaged in practice, which allowed him to, you know, follow the changes we made to our offense, and he's able to jump right in and do a really good job. Yeah, we missed maybe a pass or two deep that we wish we could have had back. But his lateral passing is really good. We can spread the field pretty wide with our screens to the wide receivers and tight ends outside. And so that helps us open up some things inside, which it did. And our run game is probably better than it has been the last few games, even against a pretty tough opponent.
Yeah, what can you say about Carson Edney and what he did on the ground? 15 carries for 110, average 7 yards a carry. And then Max Wingert also got a touchdown run. That seemed to, you know, with no yardage on the passing game, controlling that line of scrimmage must have been huge.
Yeah, that's the best we've run it probably in about 4 or 5 weeks. And so we feel good about that. And Eddie just, you know, they couldn't bring him down. We blocked it pretty well up front, but guys were just bouncing off him. You know, he's, you know, 225 pounds and really strong and explosive. And you know, they were, like I said, they were just going to get him down. That helped. Max had a good second half, ran a couple of nice carries there. And obviously our line did pretty well when you see good rushing stats, because that's been a struggle for us in the past.
Well, what can you say about the defense to hold Akron to just 6 points in the football game? And that was probably the biggest reason why you run the game. What stood out the most on that side of the ball?
Everybody's just kind of doing their job. I know it's kind of cliche, but you know, to play really, really sound defense, you need people just who accepts the responsibility, and then who runs to the ball. And we've been doing both those things really well. Our linebackers, you know, Tyson Jenkins and Wade Hawkins have been doing an outstanding job, but Kale Wallace inside and Robert Bothwell, our two inside guys, are really light. Like they're not your normal defensive tackle. So we try to shoot gaps, and get those guys to get penetration. And they just bounce around. They probably both weigh about 160, 170, and they just bounce around inside and find a way to grab an ankle and are just kind of reckless that way. And our DBs have been really disciplined too. So it's been good.
Well, your defense has a unique challenge this week with the running game of ACGC. You know what they're going to do. They don't hide it. They just come right at you. How do you deal with that kind of running attack that is kind of unique to them?
Yeah, we've ran that for several years. I mean, a modified version of what they do, but it's the same thing. It's they hit a bunch of different gaps and get downhill and they get off the ball well. And so we're very familiar with that type of offense. Like I said, that was since 2009 to 2023, that's what we did. I want to say championship with it. And so we know the success that offense can bring when you got the right people and they have the right people. And so it's going to challenge to stop it. And you hope you get, find a way to, you know, get some penetration and find a way to, you know, scheme them a little bit, to confuse them. And I don't know, you know, it's such a challenge. It's pretty much come right at you. You know what you're going to run. Can you stop it? And most people can't.
Is it more of a case? I mean, they can run it up the middle with Schneider. Crawford can go around the edge. Do you have to play one or the other, or do you have to force them into one or the other? How do you see that?
I think that's the tough thing about the defense, because they can force because they can hit so many different gaps across the way. They just force you to play assignment football. And then when you play assignment football, it takes one person to blow the assignment and you're in trouble. And, you know, they're two backs or three backs for that matter, but can all beat you one-on-one. And so that's the challenge, is you can scheme it on paper where, hey, I think we got this guy free to make a play. But tackling, you know, those guys, one-on-one isn't easy. And that's where they kind of, exploit some people.
Yeah. Just tackle everybody at the same time. Easier said than done. What about their defense? I mean, I've seen this team a couple of times, and I think their defense might even be better than what they've been in the past. They don't have too many openings. What have you seen from them on that defensive side?
Yeah, well, they keep people out of the end zone for the most part. So they played an explosive Riverside team and forced some turnovers against them and got a couple stops. And so that's impressive because Riverside's really explosive offensively. And they do the same things all good defenses do. They play hard. They got physical bodies up front. And so, you know, that poses some challenges in your run game, you know, that you got to find a way to go around a couple guys. Cause it's hard blocking them one-on-one, then you double team them. Now you're a man short. So all those different things that, you know, individual players can cause problems. They have it. And they're well coached. So all of the above.
Yeah. And just overall, what do you just make of this opportunity to play in the playoffs? It's going to be a tough challenge. You knew that when you were going to be a four seed, you knew you were going to have to face a one seed and, you never know. Any game can happen. Anything can happen in one single game. How are you just feeling overall, what you have to do to make it happen?
Yeah, it's, you just challenge kids. Well, we've played with Woodbury Central, Ikea Manning, both, I think, two of the top teams in the state. We played, you know, we were within a touchdown on both those games, late third, fourth quarter. And so that should give us confidence that we can play with the top teams. I think ACG poses a little bit different of an offensive challenge than what those teams do. We'll see. Last year, our Tri-Center, out of our district, won the championship 2 years ago. Woodbury Central got runner-up. And so our district's been pretty tough the last few years, and I think it's tough again this year. I think it prepares you for postseason a little bit.
Well, Coach, a tough challenge, but best of luck as you head on the road to face the Chargers. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
Matt Strait, head coach for Logan Magnolia Football, with us here on KSOM.